Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
What's hotter than spit?
Tits.
Nope.
We'll spit on it.
This is casually getting me hard.
Guys, before we get into the episode today, we have tour dates, and I have a very big announcement to make. Ladies and gentlemen, I put out a masterclass. Well, it's actually called Teachable, but it's a masterclass on social media. I was influenced by Kev on Stage, a previous podcast guest, my mentor, and one of my favorite people in life, put out one. And he broke it down. He's like, you got to do this, man. You're very smart at what you do. You're very, you know, step-by-step analyzed. You got to do this. And over the past 10 months, pretty much the whole pandemic, been writing, shooting it, and helping edit it and just bring it to life. And I finally did it. You can go to youbroke.com for yep. the masterclass.
Love it.
You, the letter U hyphen broke.com. And yeah, I'm really excited about it. I don't know how to market this. A lot of people are like, is it real? Is it fake? I put out a sketch on Monday to promote it. And then I got a billboard for it. That's
billboard, dude. Billboard. I think this is a phenomenal idea, man, because there are, how many times a freaking week do I text you and I'm like, hey man, how do I do it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so like, I can do that because we're friends, but some of these people can't do that to you, but now essentially they can.
Yeah.
Because there's a class, there's like a lot of like nuances, social mm-hmm. media thing that people are not going to understand. And with this class, they're gonna. So it's a phenomenal
and
idea.
And I literally like, I ranted, like I went on, there's over 5 hours of content, and I just covered everything and everything I could, and then I created a little forum so I can always hop in there and like answer little questions, because obviously there's gonna be stuff I miss, and obviously there's a million different questions because you're gonna pinpoint yourself and find these places in little spots. But yeah, I was very excited to finally do it. I kept delaying it. I was gonna try to get it out by Christmas, but I was like, that was crazy, no point. And then it's just like the year got longer and longer, and then I just like reshot a bunch of shit because like Instagram Reels came out,
yep.
and YouTube Shorts, and I think it's an evergreen piece of content, and whenever something big like that in social media comes out, I'll shoot more for it. Enough on that. I'm really proud of it. It went in a lot of hours for that. It's $89 this week, and then $99 the next week, and then the week after is going to be its final price of $125. I honestly think that's low, but I also think that we're coming out of a pandemic and I have to be mindful of people and their banking situations. So whatever, a lot of financial stuff was going on in the past 2021. So it felt crazy to be like, yo, $500, I'm not going to do that. So yeah, on the 17th, it'll hit its final price of $125. But if you get it now, it's cheaper. And honestly, do a little code for Stiff Socks, people.
Let's do it.
Stiff Socks. If you're listening, that's right. This next ad is brought to you by me, bitch. use promo code SOCKS and get an additional 10% off whatever bracket you get in. So if you do it this week, it'll be fucking 10% off of 89. I'm not good at math. That'll be like 70 some bucks. And honestly, like that's, I wish I had that opportunity when I first started making content.
Yep.
And also if you're just in trying to make your social media better, whether you're doing cooking or whatever the fuck, I think it's helped. I'm ranting, whatever. I'm really proud of it. Other than that, before getting the episode, I have tour dates. You have tour dates. Where are you going?
Hey,
wait, well, can I go to Dallas? That's the only one I go. Oh, I want to go to Dallas.
Uh-huh.
And I also want to go to Nashville.
Oh, well, no, you definitely come. Psych! They're both sold out, dude.
I can't even get in?
No. No tickets. You can't even get in. Gabe, you want to go? Fuck you. You can't. Okay? May 4th, Nashville. Psych sold out. May 5th, Huntsville, Alabama. That's still open. May 12th, Houston, Texas. That's still open, but tickets are going crazy, so go get them. Dallas, Texas on May 13th. Psych sold out. Go fuck yourself. June 17th through the 20th, I'll be in D.C. And then July 8th is a new date. July 8th, I'll be in Phoenix, Arizona. Come through.
Can I go to Huntsville?
No, you can't.
But there's tickets.
There's tickets, but you can't go.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I am there. I'm there. Guys, I have some lovely tour dates this Saturday in Los Angeles, May 8th. Two shows, Jam in the Van. Michael will be there. One of my favorite venues. There's free weed and drinks with your seat. It's outside. It's a motherfucking vibe. It doesn't feel like some bullshit quarantine thing. It just feels like a dope venue in general. And then at the end of this month, San Antonio, May 25th through May 27th, San Antonio, Texas. I just read that it's a very high murder capital. I'm scared. Anyways, Omaha, Nebraska, June 17th through the 19th. Omaha, Nebraska, June 17th through 19th. Des Moines, Iowa, July 1st through the 3rd. And then we got Liberty Township, Ohio. Where is that? August 6th through the 8th. We got Oklahoma City, August 12th through the 15th. Very fun comedy club, very fun city, IHOP. We'll talk about it later. And then wrapping it up this summer, we got Spokane, Washington, August 19th through August 21st. Five shows, Washington, pull up, trevorwallacecomedy.com.
Oh, you know where to get? I forgot to say, you get my tickets at blaucomedy.com.
Go to blaucomedy.com. Don't go to Nashville. Don't go to Dallas. Well, you can if you bought tickets.
Yeah, you can if you bought tickets. You can't if you didn't because they're sold out. Guys,
well, here's the rest of the episode. New channel, What TF is Up? Thank you for finding us. Or, well, if you're on audio, then nothing changed for you. But we just moved the YouTube channel just a hair over.
Just a skew.
Just a margin? Margarine. Margarine?
Margarine. Margarine or butter?
I don't know the difference.
Does anyone?
No.
I think one is made by an Amish person and one is made in a
factory. My favorite thing is that companies like, can't believe it's not butter. Like, just lie. Be like, hey, it's butter.
Can't believe it's not butter. Oh, so they taste it and they go, whoa.
That's not butter. Oh. I can't believe it.
But I ordered butter though. Can you imagine if you ordered a steak and you're like, wow, I can't believe it's not a steak. I wanted a fucking steak.
Yeah. What's your take on Impossible Burgers? I think the name is crazy.
Too much. Just say burger that doesn't taste as good.
Yeah.
Hold on. Where's the meat made? Because it's like some fake plastic meat. Gabe,
it's made
you
know? It's made Temecula? Out of like. You want to know like physically where it's made or what? No.
It's what
a lot
is
of it is like pea protein.
Peas. Peas.
Peas really had a big come up recently.
Yeah, I have pea protein that I bought on accident.
Me too.
It was whey protein.
Me too.
Tastes like shit.
Shit.
It's like. Yeah, you're eating dried up ground peas.
Yeah, when was the last time you were like, oh man, I can't believe it's not peas?
Okay, Impossible is made out of coconut and sunflower oils and potatoes. Okay.
Dude, also, yeah,
potatoes?
Coconut is made out of like everything. There's like, there's tortilla wraps made out of just coconut. Mm-hmm. I have coconut amino acids that are like soy sauce. And I'm like, how?
Yeah, how many different variations of coconut can you get? I don't like it. Coconut, pick a fucking lane, dude.
You know what's crazy, though? Coconuts are also just out here being bras. In Hawaii, they just fucking grabbing a tit.
See, but that's the...
Okay. That's the beauty of being a coconut.
If people are like, yo, what's the breast size that you prefer? I'm going to say coconut size. That's okay. Perfect. Because your boob count that you like,
nah,
you need 11
even.
Coconuts
not
to handle
even.
That shit.
Not even. That was like 18-year-old me.
Oh, but what do you mean? I thought you all like, oh, I like.
I mean, I like,
out.
I'm not going to not. Like,
okay.
If it comes with it, then yeah.
Right.
It's like if I get, you know, you at a restaurant, like, oh, this dessert is complimented to the chef. I'm not going to be like, send it back.
Right.
I'm a motorboat that fucking double Dutch cake. You know,
oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Golly. Goddamn. I'm all for it. But I think now it's like I would prefer if those 12 coconuts were on her ass. Remember when French Montana was like, ass so fat you can park 10 Tahoes on it?
Yeah, but think about the logistics on that alone. I mean, that's, you can't walk around like
that. That's also so much work. Parking 10 cars? What am I, a valet guy? French? No.
How do you keep track of all those keys? In the ass? You just hit the back of her head and
Tahoe
like,
okay,
keys?
Okay, we got a Tahoe key. Fuck, they're all Tahoe keys.
They all look the same. Then You're out there just beep, 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 trying to do it. You never feel more like an idiot when you can't find your car and you have to take out your keys and beep, beep it around.
Yeah,
I feel like a
fucking moron. Or you just set off the alarm.
Yeah. I mean, I can't keep track of my car. There's something wrong with my brain, obviously. But there's something wrong with my brain where, like, I can't, like, directions don't make sense to me, and I can't ever find my car.
What do you mean directions don't make sense to you?
No sense. People are like, oh, go west. Okay. Oh, I'll be sure to go west.
Yeah, I don't know how directions haven't gone out of business yet. North?
Yeah.
North is still
liquidation
chilling?
Liquidation sale.
The North Star?
Sell it.
Get a better name.
Sell it to China. Who owns the North Star?
Cryptocurrency.
You know what's weird? NFTs. But you know what's weird? Is when I look at stars, I go, America owns those stars. Right? You don't go, oh, those are Chinese stars. No, throwing stars, come on.
Yeah.
But the actual stars in my brain, America owns those.
Star of David.
All right. Challah bread? Are we just saying Jew shit?
I don't know.
Where, hold on, Star of David. That's not an actual star. Gabe, turn it off.
Yeah, it is.
Is an actual star?
I don't know.
Hold on, so David owns a goddamn star?
Is that the same as David and Goliath? God, I'm the worst Jew ever.
It doesn't matter. Oh, Goliath? You know what's so funny?
Who's back the guy who was throwing rocks at the... Was that him?
Yeah.
He's throwing rocks at a beast?
Yeah, he's fucking Bart Simpson-ass bitch, this fucking That's Jew.
Very on brand, because Bart Simpson had a slingshot. That's crazy, though. Just rocks?
You know what happened? Where are slingshots at?
They
left the building.
I think guns were just like, we got this.
But remember when you were a kid?
Yeah.
All I wanted was a goddamn slingshot. You see Bart Simpson do it, you're like, oh, I need one.
Yeah, only the coolest kids had a slingshot. And they would shoot like clear marbles out of it.
Oh, hold on. Did you have kids that had slingshots?
Yeah.
Like, wow. I've never seen a live
slingshot
in my life.
They weren't like good ones. Well, actually, there was one that I remember. This kid growing up, he had one that like it had a band on the arms for like
pull it back.
Yeah, crutch,
crossbow,
crutch.
Huh?
It had a crutch on it. That's what the
brakes. Oh, I understand what you're saying.
Brakes.
I understand. Yep.
So
yep,
you
yep.
could fucking go back with it.
So you could really go.
Dude, we used to make homemade little like we call them berry guns. But you take a PVC pipe, just a tube, and then you take like a dishwasher glove, cut a finger off. Do you follow me? Tube.
Got it.
Tube.
Got it.
Okay. Hand
Got
motion.
It. Okay.
And then you cut off a glove. Could use a condom. We didn't have them yet. I don't have.
This is a flashlight.
Well, this is where the story's going. Okay. But then you put the fingertip that you cut over the tube.
Got
and
it.
Then you tape it.
Yep.
And then you put like little these bushes in our area had like these like little, they weren't like berries, but they just look like, they look like
the red ones.
They look like blueberries that never formed. They were just these green little rock hard berries. You put them in there and then you pull the glove back and shoot at people.
Oh wow, I understand exactly. That was you cool. explained it really well. You should write directions for a living.
Did you guys ever have a potato gun?
Kind of.
I heard about those things.
My friend used to make these ones that were like legit, probably illegal in 4 states. They were like the size of like, you ever seen those stick tubes of salami that nobody buys at the grocery store?
Yeah.
It was like the size of that, but at the end of it, he made a canister and you would spray Axe body spray into it. Already a terrible thing to just.
What is going on?
Anything that involves Axe body spray is not going to be successful.
No.
So you spray into it and connected to it. This is on some meth shit. Connected to it was a barbecue lighter starter.
Jesus Christ.
I think they called potato guns, but they were like the real, real ones. And then
no, that's a Molotov cocktail.
Yeah, that sounds like a real one.
This is something that you should definitely not be saying out loud.
No.
But anyways, and then so you would spray accident for like 30 seconds and you'd like tighten it and then you'd click. And this is all homemade.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where this kid's at now. Probably on a wanted list. But you would click the igniter and then it would like spark it and it would just fly. The pressure would fly a potato out. And the thing would probably go maybe like a little over 100 yards. It
Holy
would fly.
Shit.
So his was a whole potato.
The whole potato.
Okay, potato guns, I'm thinking of you just like press it.
Yeah, that was that pussy shit.
Yeah,
this was on that like, I'll fucking blow a hole through your goddamn Scion TC.
Guys, go play sports. What's happening? Like when you guys are going all through this stuff, I'm like, I was at practice. What's going on here?
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on. So Gabe, what are you talking about, potato gun?
Potato gun. She's like a little plastic gun and you take a potato and you press the gun into the potato and you like, it suctions out like a little piece of it.
Yeah.
You bayonet
yeah.
that bitch. Bayonet's also crazy.
Yeah.
You have a gun. Use it.
Yeah.
Insane.
But I guess, what is that for? If you want to be quieter?
Well, no, a bayonet was on the back, on the front of a musket because it was so fucking long to load. So you'd shoot once and motherfuckers with red coats were running after
you.
You
miss, then you're like, all
right. And then you're like, fuck, now I have to stab these dudes in the face.
Also, they used to just do wars where they would just line up across from each other.
Yeah,
dumb.
That's crazy. So stupid.
That's so crazy. Dumb. But
yeah,
then,
like, all right, ready, set, go.
But we were the first ones who were like, no, we're going to hide in trees. And they're like, well, you can't do that. And they go, in what world can I not do that?
Yeah.
There's no fucking law. They're like, oh, but the queen. Is the queen not dead yet? She's 400 years old.
I don't know what's going on. Like every time they're like Prince Philip, Prince Harry. Who are these? I have no idea what's happening. Every time, like every couple of years, the news is like, this prince just got married. I'm like, is this the same? Is this dude just fucking and getting divorces?
Yeah, I mean, they, speaking of laying pipe,
hold
if
up.
If you're a goddamn prince of something, pipe, PVC pipe. Because yeah, every woman, when they were younger, were like, oh, princess, prince.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, so
Prince Charming? What does that mean? Prince,
is Charming his last name? Or was he just Charming? Yeah, where did
that come in? Or just like, that's just what is he got referred to as. He's a charming prince, Prince Charming? Wait, did a frog turn into a prince?
Well, you got to kiss a bunch of frogs to find a prince. That's what they always say. I think one time, like a frog, there's a story where a lady fell in love with a frog. Also, weird.
Very weird.
Because think about that. You had to love the frog so much that you kissed him? Okay.
Desperate. Horny.
Not a wife.
I've been horny and never seen a frog and been like, ribbit, ribbit, bitch. Come on now.
Shit. Oh, shit. Bullfrog his ass.
Is that a fly on my lips? Fuck. Can you imagine? Like, there's probably some frogs that leaped away. They're like, bitch, no.
Of course. But
you're not a nematode.
Hold on. Chloroplast?
What is
you
that?
You said a nematode.
Nematode is a fish?
Doug, I don't know what you're saying to me right now. Nematode.
I just know nematodes from SpongeBob. I think it's a fish.
No, it's a very small, slender worm. It's like
nematode.
So tiny you can't see it with the human eye.
Nematode is just a funny reference, and I love
nematode.
It.
Nematode. Yeah, so they'd eat that.
Goddamn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Goddamn. This is what I'm going to say. If you were the frog, right, that you knew you were a prince and all you had to do is get
Do you think it knows?
Yeah, I think that was the whole game, right? He used to be a prince, whatever, and then he turned into a frog, and then he had to get a woman to fall in love with him to kiss him to turn back into a prince. But here's what I'm at. If you convince a woman to kiss a frog and you turn into a person, I'm going to be like, get away from me. You made out with a frog, you weirdo.
Right.
I don't want you to have my children.
Yeah.
You're going to make out with an amphibian, you fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
What, are you going to fuck a snake next? Maybe.
Yeah, this is our first day on a lily pad. Bitch, no!
Yeah, lily pad? Dude, they got a fuck job. They're just a leaf in a pond, and I got to support
always
a goddamn frog?
Yeah.
No.
Is that how Rainforest Cafe started?
Yes, on a lily pad.
I think so.
How do they... I've never been to a Rainforest Cafe.
It's amazing.
Well, my question
is... The food,
is,
no. But the ambiance, 12 out of 12.
For me, I feel like Rainforest Cafe, there's always mist happening. Is that real?
In
my head, I'm like, I'm going to come out
Yeah,
moist.
But I think it's just like a pipe leakage.
Oh, it's not like a real ambiance thing?
It might be. I can't remember. I only went to one when I was like 11 or 12. They had them at like Disneyland or something. I think the ambiance. Remember when we went to the zoo and they were like playing?
Just gonna bring that up.
They like play animal noises.
Yeah.
Zoos are hoax. Crazy. They like play animal noises, but I think every like once an hour they have like a tropical storm. I think that.
Really?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, I want to go now. My question to you was, you've only been once, so maybe you don't remember, but the menu, is it like do like, oh, we have fried lily pads. Do they try to like lean into the Amazon? Or they're like burgers?
They're just a TGI Fridays with like fancier names.
But so they don't, they don't.
It'll be like crazy crawfish, coconut shrimp. And you're like, that's two different crustaceans.
So
they're just trying to like make it like, they'll be like the crouching tiger rolls.
Oh.
Like the names are different.
But
so you'd have a cheeseburger, but instead of that, they'd call it, you know,
some
like
Bengal tiger burger.
Exactly.
Ooh, okay.
Not bad. invest.
They have an item on the menu called it's just fajitas, but they call it Amazon fajitas.
No, see, that's lazy. That's lazy. Bring it back to the thing. Amazon fajitas. Amazon my fajitas.
Yeah, no, they're just really playing off the ambiance. But yeah, I don't even know half people work there.
You like Dave and Buster's?
It's not bad.
Wow. One of my favorite places to go.
Yeah, I went, not recently, maybe like 2 years ago.
Everything was you went 2 years ago because things have been closed for 2 years. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 2020, my brain doesn't even make sense because I'm looking back at photos that are like 2019 and now I'm like here. I'm like 2020, I didn't go. Like it's all like just pictures of my face in my room.
Yeah.
You know, there's no like Tahiti. It's just to the kitchen.
Discovered new ways to jack off and that was it.
Yeah.
Like what else was gained in 2021?
I'll tell you what, dude. If Bitcoin if jerking off was Bitcoin, the stocks would be through the roof.
Here's the interesting thing. They would actually be less.
Because a lot of people are doing it?
Because a lot of people. And there would be less.
Well, hold the line. Supply. Line meaning my penis.
Yes.
So get out, sell. Wait for it to die out. Wait.
Yes. But see, jerking off is never going to die out.
Well.
Because jerking off is like, it would literally be like, oh, let's not invest in vagina. It's like, no. Oh, you shouldn't invest in vagina because it's just all over the place.
Okay.
If it was a stock, I'm saying. If you want to invest in vagina, invest in vagina. It just really rolls off the tongue.
Invest in vagina.
Invest in vagina.
Well, I'm sold.
Speaking of about.
Uh-oh.
Dude, there've been two nights in a row where I've jacking my car, right? Two nights in a row where I go, I'm signing up for OnlyFans. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Just to switch it up.
Yeah.
Pornhub. I've watched it all. Xvideo, watched it all.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how to find a good one.
A good OnlyFans?
You need like someone needs to come up with a Forbes top 40 best OnlyFans. Because I looked it up. Did I Google that? Of course I did. And all the top 10 are just all like porn stars. And I'm like, I can look at this for free.
Right.
I want.
The best ones are like, I think on Twitter. You could probably find like some like, because if you just type in like OnlyFans, like a lot of like girls will be promoting their OnlyFans
right. That's a good idea.
And there's something that's more like. Because they're not like porn stars. They're people with like a small following,
that's
but they
I mean.
Do this and they're like low key in that world and they're dabbling in OnlyFans.
Right.
I feel like that's what you're looking for. I would check
that is what I'm looking
Twitter.
For.
Just type in OnlyFans.
I'm working on this bit about the idea of like that's why OnlyFans is genius because we want to see normal naked.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I don't want to. We all know what Riley Reid looks like. She looks great, but I want to see someone who works at UPS. That's what I want to see. I want to see you deliver box and then so I can see your box. Like that's hot to me.
Yeah.
Some random woman at like Trader Joe's, you know? OnlyFans.
Trader Joe's.
Hold up.
Title?
Trader Joe's?
Trader Joe's.
Dude, speaking of merch? Trader Joe's, dog. God. You ever want to find a wife? It's Borders or Trader Joe's.
Employees or people there?
People there. And Target. Sorry. And Target. People there.
Yeah.
There's nothing. There's actually. I'm gonna take back my thing I just said. There's nothing hotter than a woman at Target. And I've said this before and I'll fucking say it again.
Just perusing?
Just. God. There's
picking
something.
Picking up Ziploc bags?
You know what it is? Because in Target to me, you're making a home a home. You're getting candles. You're getting nice decorative pillows.
Mm-hmm.
You're picking out stencils because you might want to stencil it in your little office or something. Mm-hmm. I'm making it more personal, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's hot to me. Make it a home. I like that. Mm-hmm. Buy candles. Like when a woman can make a home, hard. No? I fucking love it.
No, I'm totally in on that. I just.
You ever walk into a woman's home, it's all comfortable.
Every time.
Everything's clean.
Every time. I'm like, how? Like,
are how?
You, or is this, am I just dumb on decorating? I've tried to decorate every place I live and I go, this doesn't.
None of it works.
This looks like a cop was like, make a teenager's room and then did that.
Yeah.
It's like 21 Jump Street, but like an apartment.
Yeah, I look at a JCPenney catalog and I'm like, that. And then you look from the catalog to my house and you go, nope.
But you got feng shui. You got it going on.
There's something happening. There's right. something happening, but I think more what I'm saying is like you ever like just got into a woman's bed, Like, no. How often... How often do these women do laundry? Every fucking time I get into a lady's bed, it's like fresh sheets.
Yeah.
How often? I wash my... How often do you wash your sheets? Be honest with me right now. Yeah. Start laughing because me too. Once a quarter, maybe.
The worst was college. You're like... Oh, there's no beer stains? We're good. What is that, sriracha? Period blood? Who knows?
I didn't even have sheets in college. Ooh. I slept on a futon for 1 year. Ask me what color it was. It was black. Was there cum everywhere? Yes.
Look like you were sleeping on a goddamn zebra.
Oh, shit. Dude, my futon would fall on the ground all the time during sex. I'd never replace it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but you're fucking on a futon. She doesn't expect much.
Yeah, that's true. I used to have to put a milk carton underneath so it didn't tip over.
Really?
Yeah.
Full or air?
Huh?
Full or air?
It's air, but really funny if I felt like it needed to be full.
Well, I feel like air would pop.
She's like, oh my God, is that cum or almond milk?
It's soy. I'm a bitch.
Soy milk. You want tits? Drink that.
Is that what that is?
Estrogen. You want to get fat ass knockers?
There's so many things that like mess with your head. Where somebody's like, if you drink soy that's estrogen, you'll grow tits. I'm like, okay, I can't.
Yep.
And then growing up, they're like, you have yellow 5 in your body. Well, you're going to get smaller balls. Good.
Good. That's where I'm always at. It's like, oh, don't put a cell phone by your pocket or you're going to less sperm count. Good. I'm trying to come in bitches. I don't want to have a bunch of sperm. Well,
that guy was like, thought that you could use that as male birth control. He just taped his phone there all day. And he's like, I think I'm ready to go. It's burning. No. That's your phone screen, Harold.
Now you have a second-degree burn in your cockola. Gabriel, can you look this up? And people stop me if we've looked this up. I just don't remember. Their male birth control came up with a new... It's like a thing now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a thing. Is it a pill? I just want to... If you look it up, it's like a pill or you got to do, like, I don't know, rub like oil on or something. Would you take it?
Sure.
Yeah.
My girlfriend asked me the other day. She said, out of the blue, we're just driving in the car. It's quiet. She says, would you get a vasectomy?
Damn.
Did she say the words out of the blue?
She said out of the blue. No, she didn't say out of the blue. She just asked me.
Just random. You know what's crazy about those car thoughts? She'd been thinking it for miles.
Yeah.
Miles.
And
days.
What did you say?
I was pretty caught off guard. I was like, are you asking like me to get a vasectomy right now? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to do like a one in the Yaris?
What's going on? She like sees a vasectomy place up the street.
Bro, a vasectomy in a Yaris. 10,000
pages. Vasectomy in the Yaris. Is the Yaris okay?
Yeah.
It's back?
It's back.
Dude, I saw it in the parking lot of the studio. It looks very clean.
Yeah.
Fresh.
Yeah, not to like shoot a fucking potato gun at it. You got to see videos of these real potato guns and some fucking yee-yee people that listen to this podcast are going to know what I'm talking about. It's on some like dope. It's crazy. Like that, you could fuck up like probably a manatee or something with that.
My friend got a bloody nose because he got shot in the face with a t-shirt cannon.
A t-shirt cannon to the nose is crazy.
They come out real fast.
Yeah.
And she wasn't
looking. Essentially the same like, boom, like the noise a potato would make. It's essentially a more shitty rigged version of that, the potato ones.
I never had any of that stuff. I'm like, I had Legos.
Yeah, I don't know why. Because you're right. It was like, why weren't we just at practice? I don't know.
Well, I think the difference of our childhoods was like
a father.
Fucking
Oh, I thought you were gonna see that for miles ahead.
Oh, the
difference
my God.
Of childhood was
no. Oh fuck, that's funny. But now that you say that, maybe that was it. But like we just like I was just playing sport. Like, I didn't have, you know, all that time that you talk about that you were, like, in the woods and shit? Like, I didn't. Yeah. Where was
maybe,
the woods?
Maybe, yeah, the setting woods. Around where you live.
That's
you know?
Where, yeah. In my head, you, like, lived in a desert. I don't know, I have no idea
You're not
why.
Far off
no.
because behind my parents' old house, it was just, it's called, like, a barranca or, like, a fucking.
What?
Riverbed, yeah, Chimichanga, Rainforest Cafe. No, it was where when it rained, the water used to run down this giant, like, sand, like, it looked like a dried up river. Okay. And there was like a bunch of bamboo in there, and there's trees and like trails.
Yeah.
And, you know, we would go down there, and that's where we would shoot shit. We would like light shit on fire. We would buy firecrackers.
Yeah.
We'd just do like just dumb shit, shoot a bunch of airsoft guns, paintball guns. Like that's like where we would just go down there because there was like no really rules. So it was just like a, and especially in like a younger person's brain, you're like, this is a war zone. This is fun, you know? So like,
yeah.
It was like an in person video game, which was
no, dude, cool. That sounds so fun. I just, that, but that is interesting just about the difference. Like when I got off school, I would go to the basketball court. And when you got out of school, you guys would shoot potato guns in each other's dicks.
Yeah.
That's different.
And but at the end of the day, all we cared about was seeing some titties.
That's right? That's it?
That's all.
Do you guys ever hook up with women by the riverbed?
I don't think so. I think I maybe made out with one girl.
Like, do you remember the level? You would like make out with a girl and it would like make your year.
Yeah.
Like you kiss a girl. Just kiss. Little bit of tongue. You don't even need the tongue.
Yeah.
Just kiss. And you're like, oh shit.
I'd walk around campus the following Monday like I was just voted second place in the Nobel Peace Prize. I'm like, I'm humble. I'm still here, bitch.
I'm here.
Yeah. Guess where I was on Friday night? In her tonsils. TikTok, bitch.
Ask me. Ask me what I did on Thursday. Ask me! Ask me. I made up with Christina Scalco. I be saying women's names that are the real names. I probably shouldn't.
She just has a family, just living her life.
She's a full ass family. I checked.
Well,
Christina's poof.
Still.
You talk about whatever. You talk about some knockers, bruh. Knock, knock. Who's there? Your tits, dude. I mean, they were extraordinary Calabasas fruit tits. I mean,
what are you even saying?
Who knows?
I thought you didn't like some bingo bango bongos.
But when the woman was the first woman to get the bingo bangos, it was such a revelation. Every girl had tits like you, and then all of a sudden they come back from us, like dudes, and then all of a sudden she comes back from summer break.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you said like, tits like me. You guys,
what?
Yeah.
Or those, and can I suck along?
I remember, dude, that girl in our school was Jamie. I'm not gonna say her last name.
I've done said everyone's name.
I honestly don't even remember her last name, but it was
Titbag.
Yeah, but two G's.
Okay.
But it was we were like, whoa, that's a full ass woman.
Like, what type of Wheaties did you eat? Because I get some of those.
Do Wheaties do anything? Or is that just a marketing hoax?
Wheaties is the worst cereal in the entire world. Think about that. Wheaties is horrible. It's literally.
Was it just good marketing?
Yes. But that's how good the marketing was, bro. They were like, oh, let's take the worst cereal in the world that's made out of IKEA desk shavings, right? Let's put Jordan on the cover. Everyone's going to buy him. And the guy goes, you're fucking lying. And they go, all right, give me a year. And it's the hot. The cereal's killing.
Let me ask you this. Were people was there less marketing in your face back then? Or were people just like, were they fascinated with Jordan? Were they just dumber back then? Or was there just less marketing? Why did something like that work so well? Because if you put LeBron on a bowl, like on any box of food right now, I mean, it's like, it's cool. But I don't think people are going to be going nuts for it.
I think if you were a young kid, you would.
Yeah.
Now, because we're adults, we have like an adult brain. We understand.
That's true. I know Lil Yachty's on something, Reese's Puffs, those are going, I don't know.
No, but I actually do agree with you that I do think marketing or advertising, I guess, was more probably, powerful.
Now, if you see it now, you'd be like, yeah, of course, why wouldn't they? But back then, it's probably like, whoa, that's not the Trix rabbit. And then Trix is like, what the fuck?
Give him some fucking cereal, dude.
You can put people on there? Was he the one that was like, what was his slogan?
Trix?
Yeah, Trix are for kids.
Trix are for kids.
Trix,
or like for a rabbit, give him some, dude.
Yeah,
you selfish fuck.
Also, do you think a rabbit would even like Trix?
No, but the woman that cuts my hair, her rabbit almost passed away twice, had to take it to the ER
because of eating Trix?
$5,000. Let me tell you something,
because of eating Trix.
No,
why did it go to the
would be so funny.
Could you imagine going to the doctor? What's wrong with him? He ate Trix.
Ha 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 ha.
And the guy just takes his stethoscope and hangs.
I think Hank's just a bunny.
Goddamn. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine-washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Goddamn. So bunnies are prey. So they are really, they have really sensitive stomachs and they're always fucking on the anxiety tip because I always think, right? So twice ER in the last 2 weeks, $5,000. Let me tell you something. If I have
each
a bunny.
Total.
Total. But if I have a bunny and I bring it to the ER and they go, this is going to be $3,700. I'd be like, no, that's awesome. I'll meet you there. Nope.
But that's yours. Pretend it's Greta.
Well, that's different. That's a dog.
Yeah, but... Pretend it's that level of a pet.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's what happened over the weekend with my fucking cat.
Oh, right.
So, backtrack. Because I just had to pay some medical shit for the cat already. He's like fucking, 4 minutes old? Friday morning, I wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady goes, hey, I think there's some cat shit on the counter. And it was like liquidy. And I was like, man, what the fuck's this guy on? You know? Maybe he saw a squirrel, got excited, some flew out.
Yeah.
It was, have you ever seen in Dumb and Dumber? When the guy walks into the bathroom after and he goes, there's shit everywhere.
Yeah.
My cat was sprinting around the apartment like full on sprints. Yeah. Like a good ninth grade PE. You got to run the mile. Kid who tried too hard.
Yeah.
Sprint.
Uh-huh.
There was like so much shit. And here's the thing. I have wood floors and it's like a mahogany, aka same color as cat shit. So I'm walking around the house trying to clean up all these spots and I'm stepping in it. There was shit everywhere. There was shit. Like, you know how next to a pond, geese just shit everywhere?
Yeah.
Geese shit. Everywhere. And I'm looking at my cat and my cat's just all fucked up. He's tripping out. He's sprinting. I don't know what's going on. So we sent him to the vet and he's shitting in the car, throwing up everywhere. I was on a Zoom call. So my girlfriend, which... love her. Thank you for doing this. Took the cat and was like throwing up on her, shitting on her in the car because his carrying case we were going to take that we usually would put him in. He shit in that. He shit in that before we left because I put it out on the ground to be like, okay.
Did you feed the cat shit? Why was it shitting so much?
I was like, how is there this much fluids in your body?
Yeah.
He was shitting everywhere. It was one of the most, he shit on my bed sheet. He shit.
Jesus.
He shit in his cage. He shit on the walls.
No.
On the walls.
He's trying to make a Jackson Pollock.
Dude, he was literally trying to be artistic in his own ways. There was shit think about it on the couch.
No.
On that like the love sack that I have.
It
was like everywhere you could think about. Like,
on the beanbag chair?
The beanbag chair.
Oh no, that's my favorite place.
Shit.
No.
Everywhere.
Kill him.
So. We're like, we take him to the vet and they're like, oh yeah, he did he chew on anything? I was like, I don't know. This is why he's here. And then they're like, okay, well, we can do blood work on him to see if there's anything wrong with the stomach. I go, cool. And they go, how much? $200. I go, sure. And they go, well, there's also a $85 fee for coming in today. I go,
There's always an also fee.
Oh yeah. And then
don't you just write on the list, fuck you fee, $74.
The visit fee. It's just, he's just here.
And then they go tax, and then they go fees.
Dude, it ended up being like damn near close to $400.
Yeah.
Just for the doctor to be like, yeah, I think he just has a stomach bug.
Yep.
But here's what the doctor gets you. He was like, the stomach tests are $200. He goes, you don't have to get them. There are people that don't get them. I wouldn't recommend it, but you don't have to get it. And I was like, you're making me feel bad. That's guilt trip. I'll take 9 of them.
Of course. Essentially, the doctor is like, hey, if you don't love your cat, definitely don't get it.
Yeah.
If you love your cat, if you love your cat, yeah. You could get it.
Yeah, if you're a psychopath and you don't care about animals, by all means, don't. You don't have
if
to.
If you're a monster and just a whole degenerate of a person, you should. Yeah, no need to. But if you have an ounce of a soul in your body, I'd definitely. And I've just been on high alert all weekend because the next day, I had a maid come clean the floors because there's shit everywhere. A couple hours later, he's sleeping. I'm like, what a saint! I love this cat.
No.
A couple minutes goes by, does it again, and I'm like, what are Do you want to go back on Craigslist?
Put him on Craigslist.
Craigslist.
I got no problem with it.
So it's just like the hard part about animals is like you do that and then they look at you with those little eyes and you're like, man, I'll shit on the floor too. I love you.
Yeah. You want to make a painting together?
Yeah.
Fuck it.
But they sell cat diapers.
What's up?
They sell cat diapers. Chewy.com, $18.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Is it just like a mini diaper?
It's like a mini cloth washable diaper.
Can you imagine putting that in the laundry? What?
Yeah.
A cat diaper.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
hard
for,
part is
it's
you
for
probably
dogs
gotta do
too.
Laundry at first.
Yeah.
Very cute.
No, that's a dog.
Well, yeah, it's
dude,
for dog
the,
and
the
cats.
Amount at which he was shitting and running, I think it would have blasted off.
Dude, Greta.
It was foul.
Not Greta. The dog I had before, Audrey.
I thought you were going to say the husky.
Greta won.
Greta won. What the 1. Hell 0. Is happening here with
Where
Greta
is that 1? Dog? You should be able to check up on that dog like it's your stepson.
I would love to. That dog's probably living its life just in Alaska, pulling a sled.
Running in backyards.
Yeah, just loving life, dude. A much better life than what I could give her.
No.
Much. Yeah. Greta doesn't like her life.
She's so fat.
She sits. Hold on. What the fuck? I'll fight you. Dude, I'm trying so hard, man. I'm walking and running this dog like it's training for, like it's about to fight Jake Paul. She's getting trained. I'm feeding her very little food. Hold on. The amount of fucking DMs I got from people giving me the mathematics on this, half of you guys, correct. Half of you guys are dumb as fuck because half of you guys were giving me just wrong math. I'm
what
like, I'm not. Remember? Cause I was like, I'm trying to figure out what is.
Wasn't I right?
25%. Well, you are right in the longest way possible to do it ever in the history of the world.
What are people saying?
Dude, I don't know. They were doing literally long form math on my DMs. I was like, dude, where are some tits?
The math is written on the tits.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I can't focus. This is hard. And I'm not talking about dick. This is fucking math.
Shit.
God damn, I can't add for shit.
But a couple of them were definitely right, but they were just doing this like, I don't even know, man. I don't know. But it was just, people were, you ever have a math problem aggressively wrote at you? Like, it was like, they were yelling math at me. I've never had a problem yell at me.
Never had that.
There was like, you idiot, this is 25% of 1 cup. It's 8 print, and you got to carry the 6. And then
yeah,
blah,
no, it's
blah,
a
blah.
Pretty easy thing to eyeball, I'd imagine.
It's yeah, but the problem is the measurements that they were giving me doesn't exist in measuring cups. They're like, oh, it's 0.18% of a fucking cup. Like, well, that doesn't exist on a measuring cup. That doesn't exist
Just
on a measuring
Just give her like a Slim Jim a day.
Who? Is that why your cat's shitting? Are you feeding your cat Slim Jims?
More like Nerds Ropes, but yeah.
Who pitched
Slim Jim? They're like, I wish I could just have beef on the go. Some guy's like, hold up.
And they're like, hold on, real beef? And they go, oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's ground up kitten and fucking chicken dicks. You're like, well, what's it going to be called?
Slim Jim? Yeah, so that was a traumatizing thing.
Dude.
But it was to the point where it was like, your doctor, or your hair,
Bunny? Rabbit. Haircut woman.
Yeah, I was at the on the phone with the doctor. And I'm just like, yes, whatever, whatever you need to do to fix him from shitting everywhere. Mm-hmm. And golly,
well, they got you in a position, man, because Greta has got high twice, and I had to take her to the fucking hospital twice.
I remember that.
Yeah, and they got you by the dick because they
by
go
the dongo
by the dongo because they hand the dog back and then they hand you a fucking bill. What are you gonna do? No. You have to pay. They literally do whatever they want. And every single time I take her to the ER, I'm assuming the bill is going to be $4,000. And it's not cheap, but it's been like, you know, $250 or $300, which is, again, it's not cheap at all. But in my head, I'm always like, oh,
what's
Greta's
the point?
Been in the hospital for fucking 6 hours. This is going to be $20,000.
What's the price point where you go, well, I no longer have a pet?
$400. Dead. Take her right back to PetSmart. Like, Max.
You got that answer so quick. I was going to say at least you got to be in the case.
Of course. I'm just joking. But I'm trying to like realistically. Here's the fucked up thing, man. Like, I don't know if there is like a 50 grand. Yes. But like if the doctor looks at you and goes, we have to operate your cat has a collapsed lung and it's going to be 10 grand. What are you going to say? No, kill the cat.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean? Like that's dude, my
you think about all the cutest moments.
I know.
All curled up next to you.
And the thing is, it's not like the cat got run over. This is a horrible conversation, but whatever. It's not like the cat like was run over and it's dead. It's like it's your choice. It's like, hey, yeah, do you want to spend 10 grand yeah, or do you want to kill your cat? Because you're yeah, killing the cat.
Yeah.
If you don't do it. Uh-huh. That's what's crazy about it. So I could never I could
yeah,
never
have so
do
much
that,
of a connection.
Yeah.
It's like when you go to the grocery store and like, do you want to donate to this? You're like, ah, da, da, da.
No,
but if the but if it was one, you're like, hey, do you want to donate to Steven, who was one of your best friends growing up?
Yes.
And he's right next to you, and he's like, hey, you're like, have it all.
The right next to you is key. That's what they should do with animals, and when they're trying to get money for you know
they
animals.
They should FaceTime you.
They should FaceTime
and go, and then they put on the sad Sarah McLachlan song in the background. Yep. In the arms, hey, your cat's fine. Cue the music. In the arms of, we just need a small loan about like 50 grand. But in Bitcoin, wired to us yesterday. So if you want, he should be fine. They're just like, there's just a lady crying in the back. Rupert, that's not even my cat's name. Pluto.
Rupert. Yeah, but man, if
it's the connection thing. Because if somebody's like, if you're walking past the vet's office and they're like, hey, this random dog with one eye needs 10 grand, you're like. You're like,
what type of
I hear
pirate
you.
Dog is it? Hold on. Do we know? Did I bring this up already? I don't care.
Probably not.
Maybe. Do we know why pirates wear the fucking eye patch? Did I already say this?
Because of scurvy?
Yep. Anyways, but no. Because they need their both eyes to be prepped for the sun and below deck.
Whoa.
Yes, bro. Hold on. So when they go below deck, they just take their eye patch off and they can see. So they don't have a missing eye. This whole time we thought pirates were missing eyes.
Where did you hear this? What Snapple lib was this on?
It was on Facts at on Twitter. So
wait,
who knows?
But do they go over to the sun side when they're on the deck?
Go over to the sun side? Yeah. So they have one eye. You know how when you like when it's light outside and you go in the darkness, it takes like a second.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they always have a prepped eye.
Instead of flipping it up, do they just move it to the bright eye so the bright eye can now adapt?
I don't know why they would do that. They could kind of just flip it up.
That's like a manual curtain.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Wow. Isn't that fascinating? I don't know if that's true.
I mean, dude, there's just like a lot of things that you just see and you're just like, I don't know how you guys got to this level of engineering, but it's genius. I got caught the other night just scrolling the fuck out of this guy's TikTok page. I wish I could find it. He was in jail for like 10 years and he was just like, how to cook prison food.
Yeah.
And he went through everything and he was making burritos, pizzas, Laffy Taffys. Oh, here we go, dude. Yeah, so this guy, I was
scrolling
the fuck out of his page. His TikTok is at SC Convict, which I think is South Carolina Convict.
Saying that you're a convict is so much more scary than saying I went to jail.
Well, I was like trying to think about an idea for this video about being like the first time ACOM was in the studio and he just like copped on the mic and was just like convict. And then the guy's like, what? And he goes, convict music. And he goes, oh.
Different.
Because he
different.
Just walks up and goes, convict. And you're like, oh, I'm terrified. Oh, no, that's just our album recording. Yeah. Got
music.
It. I'm still terrified though. Convict music. I love ACOM.
ACOM is a genius.
So SC Convict. And he just shows you what he would do in prison to make food. And he's like, the food in there was so bad. Like the last like 4 years of sentencing. I like scroll this guy's
whole
page.
He knows his whole life.
He's like, I was just making food. But it was crazy innovative on the shit they were doing. One
is
of them,
he like the Laffy Taffy one? That's or whatever the one you're about to bring up. I don't mean to get in
the
here,
Laffy
but.
Taffy one. I mean, it's like, yeah, dude, he made ice cream in there. Let me
ice
see.
Cream?
Yeah, dude. How to make a prison deep fryer. So this one I watched and I was like, this is crazy because it involves so many steps.
Air grease, toilet tissue, and three different size cans. Cut the bottom of the smallest can to make your candle. Take about 6 pieces of toilet tissue and fold it in half, and then fold it in half again, and then twist it together very, very tightly. That's what the toilet paper should look like. Fill the can with hair grease and stick the tissue down inside of the grease. Put hair grease on the tissue and only leave about an inch and a half sticking up out of it. Cut the other can in half and poke holes in the bottom, which is now the top.
Genius.
Cut the can like this. This is how you control the heat. What? You light your candle and put the other can over top of it. You set the large can on top and you cook down inside of that can. Pepperoni's frying. You can
fried pepperonis.
No.
Yeah.
Fried pepperoni. Bussin'.
But dude, the guy in all the comments, all the comments are like, you don't have to cook like this. But he's like, this is like what I became. And it's like, I like this. And yeah, I was like, I was fascinated.
Hold on. Is he cooking his food now like that?
Yeah. I think it's like.
Get a fish filet. Go to Taco Bell, sir. Go to Rainforest Cafe.
Get HelloFresh.
Oh.
Are we there yet?
I hope so. Hopefully.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. That's just like, it was like wild. He was like microwaving, I think, Top Ramen, just the plain noodle, no water, with like butter in it. And then that was turning into like a rice base. And then he was like chopping up like Slim Jim type thing. And then like, he was making like fried rice. It was I haven't binged anything on TikTok that hard, but I was fascinated by that.
Dude, that's the jail community just having a bunch of very just smart individuals in one place, like essentially like a forced think tank.
Yeah.
Bro, we could solve a lot of problems. Like, that's what companies should at least attempt to be like, oh, we need to make we need to make this phone fit in whatever the fuck the issue is.
Yeah, don't hire Sterling from Costa Mesa.
No.
Go to the nearest county.
Yep, go to the nearest county and be like, we will give you guys extra Top Ramen if you guys solve this problem. It'll give them something to do. They get a little more Top Ramen, maybe throw some little bit more money in the commissary fund or whatever they
have. That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, if there's an apocalypse, I'm not finding the hottest chick or the buffest guy I know.
No.
I'm finding one of my friends who did some time.
Oh.
And we haven't talked in a while, and I don't even know if he has social media because he thinks the government runs it. But that's the type of person you need during an apocalypse. Actually, maybe like one. Maybe if they have like Facebook and just that. You're like, you're in? You know what's going on?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
You're just good enough that
I think you need one of those guys in the apocalypse. You don't need a gang of those. I think things get a little nuts.
No, you need one, and he's kind of like he's the guy making potato guns in the corner, and you're like, I trust whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
We're going to be over here. We're going to Wendy's.
Yeah.
Square patties.
I think he needs the one who comes up sort of with the ideas. I wouldn't trust him to be a leader. He's the
guy who's defusing the wires, though.
Yes.
He's the wild card. He's like the Danny McBride in Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
Right? He was in that?
Danny McBride in Tropic Thunder. Yes, he was.
I've seen 17 movies.
You've seen 17 movies? I would like... Do you need a hot... You need a hot girl in this team?
How long is the world lasting?
It's over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think immediate actions, I'm going, I need somebody who can protect me, a.k.a. homie from jail.
Yes.
I'm getting the kid from high school I haven't talked to in decades, and I got to write a letter, a pen pal, and then he's hopping on the team.
Pen pals were crazy. Did I tell you in eighth grade we had pen pals with people in Paris?
What happened to them?
I don't know, but we were writing letters back and forth, and I had a girl, and we eventually met, and let me tell you something, I was so fucking excited to meet this lady.
You met her?
Oh, yeah, because they didn't bus him from Paris. They flew him in and then took a bus to our elementary school. And bro,
you said I went to a nice fucking elementary school.
I mean, we didn't fly him out.
But Paris, we didn't even know how to write until we were in sophomores.
Yeah, because you guys were fucking doing potato guns like stupid idiots. We were going to practice and dude,
had a pen pal.
I had a pen pal.
I played tetherball.
I can't believe. Yeah, you had nutrition.
You had pen pals.
I will never forget this nutrition thing.
Did you ever eat Triscuits?
Yes. Did I ever eat Triscuits? I love Triscuits. What, okay. You have the new one, the rosemary ones? Rosemary balsamic ones?
Yeah.
Did you say they're all right?
No, I said yeah.
Oh, okay, good. They're the best thing
that I've ever had. Where you had on wheat thins?
Put them everywhere on my body. Yeah. I love them.
The name is not great, but the name is actually horrendous. I hate companies that are just, this is what it is.
Yep.
Wheat thin. It's a thin wheat.
Same way I feel about when you spend all this money to make your barbershop your dream since you were 7 is to own a barbershop, and you finally get the loan from Wells Fargo and they go, what's the name? And you go, barbershop. No. Come up with a fucking another name. I don't like it. I've said it before and I'll fucking say it again. I hate it. Pen pal, Paris. Thought she was bad. Walked in, super excited. Not hot. Upset.
Yeah, because you were writing to her. Or was she like putting photos in there?
Nope. No photos. But I felt
so you
like she
by her writing.
Yeah, she had a little curly cues on the S's, and I was like, she's trying to be.
There is a certain type of writing that all the hottest girls growing up had.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
The S's, I don't. They look like two fish hooks just connected. Like it was the most symmetrical S ever, and it was a certain kind of like curvy but inline font. It would take them an hour and a half just to write the word Saturday on a piece of paper.
Yep.
But you're like, fuck.
She's trying.
Can
to
I take a picture of your notes? Oh, the hottest girls always had that same font.
I don't. Do they stay with the penmanship? Do you think they still like write really well? Like, but why did all women have such a good? All women have amazingly fresh sheets, and they write. Their penmanship is impeccable. I don't get.
What do we have to offer?
Dick. We slang it. We bang it. Title. we don't really have much to. We can open a tuna can.
Have you ever been handed a can or a jar of some substance?
Mm-hmm.
And like, oh, can you open this? And then you can't open it?
Very rarely. But I will say, they go, let me have it back. I'll try. You're not getting it back. I will open this can. I've like sat with a can for like over 5 minutes.
You just talk with it in the corner. Like, listen, man, I need you to just follow through for me right now.
Open. Do you know the trick to open a can?
You run under hot water, or you hit it with a knife on the edges.
Knife on the edges. Yeah. That always works. But I
feel like I'm holding it like hostage. I'm like, oh, you don't want to talk? Bing. How about now?
Huh? Open. Well, your fucking job. Bing. Your job is to open.
Yeah.
Open. I would like what's inside.
Every once in a while, there's a water bottle where it's like they just didn't maybe connect the thing. It just doesn't.
And it goes right in the garbage.
Yeah.
Throw it away.
That's like when you get the pistachio where there's no crack indent. You're like, oh, you never had a chance to begin with.
Or those are like the best type of pistachios because they're like, fuck you. They didn't crack under the heat.
Is that how they crack?
I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea. I made that up, but it sounds right. Because you're not going to individually crack the.
No. I know. But like maybe it's just like as they age, they.
Right. Maybe. Have you ever bought those bags of pre-shelled pistachios?
Unshelled, right?
What'd I say?
Shelled.
Pre-shelled. Yep, my bad. Unshelled.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not as good.
Really?
Not as rewarding.
It's not as rewarding.
You have like
I'll
a handful and you're like, all right. I just don't like how like chalky your fingers feel after doing it. But it keeps you occupied whatever you're doing.
It definitely does. It's also, have you ever had like Maryland Blue, Chesapeake Bay Blue Crabs?
What in the you? Here's the thing. You oh, what high school did you go? You go to tetherball? Fucking what rich ass? Even fucking didn't throw a Tootsie Rolls? Crab?
You've never had crab?
I've had crab, but you said Maryland Chesapeake Blue,
because of the best.
Like it was
crabs.
A fucking frat.
Because of the like literally.
I've had crab cakes in Maryland.
There we go. Well, that's
so expensive.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, it's market price. Da da da. Get ready to pay a lot. They were great. They are great. They are very good, and I would like to have one right now.
So that meat comes from the Chesapeake Bay Blue crabs, right? And you've obviously seen a crab. It's a nightmare to get all the meat out, but it's a very rewarding process.
Correct.
But it's the same thing with pistachios, because if you just get crab meat that's already out of the crab, you're like, I guess this is fine.
Yeah. Well, it's also like you feel like you're like digging for gold a little bit, because when you get the leg and you pull that one piece out and it all comes out connected, you're like, oh, shit. Somebody buy me a Ford Ranger. I just hit the lottery.
What happened to Ford Rangers?
All I know is every baseball player in high school in the world drove that.
Yeah.
They threw their bag in there. They would drive to practice. They'd go 0-for-5 and drive home in it and be like, Ford.
And bang a girl named Debbie.
Goddamn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cashback and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cashback sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cashback. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Goddamn. Wasn't there a slogan for a car? Ford, is it in you?
No, but that's my slogan. My cock's so small, I go, is it in you?
Well,
what is it? Is it in you?
It's Gatorade.
Verizon?
Gatorade.
Gatorade, is it in you?
God,
is
some
it in
of these,
you? You should know.
Some of these slogans are not great. That, I don't know what's worse, that or We Have the Meats by Arby's. What's worse sounding in this world?
The
this
word,
climate?
The word meats is a horrendous word.
The fact that it's plural, not singular. We have meat. We have meat makes sense. We have the meats. That sounds like what some shit some guy would yell outside of a rented orange Lamborghini in a club in Miami at night. He goes, hey, bitch, you trying to come back? We got the meats.
She's like, what did you say?
We got the meats.
I don't want both of those meats.
Is it in you?
Maybe. That's
Gatorade.
Just do it?
Carl's Jr. out-horned Gatorade here. Their slogan for a while was, if it doesn't get all over the place, it doesn't belong on your face.
I remember that. Carl's Jr.'s always been horny. They've just been horny from the jump. I want to meet who's in charge of their marketing. It's just a guy with his shirt off at all given times.
Yeah, but just holding a lacrosse stick. Ready to go.
Yeah, is there a hornier sport than lacrosse? What is that?
No. I don't know.
I think what it is every guy in lacrosse has long hair. Mm-hmm. So you're around the homies, but also you're more than the homies.
Yeah, you're like, oh shit, Kevin got a haircut. He's gross now. He doesn't look like a lady.
You go, hey, we got to talk. Looks like this Saturday, you're not starting anymore. Then he puts a wig on and you're like, you're in. Something about spitting on your hand is so funny.
Spitting on your... God, I love spit. Fucking right in your mouth, you goddamn lovely woman. Listen, what I was going to say is, did I ever tell you the time, and then we'll get to some sock talk because I think we're running a little long. Did I ever tell you the time that I dressed in college like a lady? And then I would, on purpose, go to the club and turn around and have my friends dance with me? Because if you see me from behind, because I got real feminine hips. If you see me from behind.
You never told me this.
Yeah. If you see me from behind, you're like, ew.
You did this as like a prank? Or
it was
like this?
It was Halloween. And I dressed like a woman that won the wet t-shirt
contest. But Halloween's
contest.
Once a year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, I don't know how I phrased it. I apologize if I phrased it weird.
You said every Saturday night.
I did not.
So Halloween, you dressed up.
I dressed up like a lady with the blonde wig and the wet t-shirt contest. I had a sash that said wet t-shirt contest winner. I had like the tits out with the...
Hold up, I'm in.
Yeah. They were like,
your friends start dancing, you turn around, you're like, hey, bro, it's me. You're like expecting them to be like, what the fuck? And they're like, I know.
Anyways, you come here often?
You want to get food in the morning?
Dude, it was that just... Is very their funny. Reactions were just so funny.
Dude, the thing is like... You missed an era where if you filmed that would have gone like crazy viral on the internet. Because there, I think somebody a couple years ago was doing that. They would go to Venice in yoga pants and like bend down and like get dudes be like, oh shit, and like turn. And then you turn around and be like, what's up, dude? And be like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But now if I walk past and I saw it and they turn around like, what's up, dude? I'd be like, you tell me, sweetheart, trying to get some 2-for-1 at Applebee's? I think it's funny. What is that movie? They spit on the hand and shake on it.
Yeah, that's funny. Bananas.
After you get like a parking ticket, there's a guy out front, and you walk up and you spit in your hand and you go.
Parking tickets are so. Dude, that. What's more ruin your day moment? You'd be having a lovely day. You had some Wheaties. You did some yoga.
It's not even like a ruin your day. You're just like mad. Like, it does ruin your day, but you're also just like, that's not a real. Like, I didn't.
It feels like they're stealing money from me. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
It just don't give me a parking ticket. Just this is. Did I pitch this already? I think they should. There should be a $400 a year thing where you just you're like, you guys want money here? Leave me alone. Let me park where the fuck I want. No street cleaning. Just leave me alone. Because you're already gonna get my money. So can I just pay up front and then give me like a badge I can put on my thing and I can kind
of
like
park. Yeah, I mean that would work and then people start parking like on top of an IHOP roof. Like I paid the $400.
The House of Pancakes is crazy. You're the House of Pancakes? With a blue roof?
I'm so excited to go back to that IHOP in Oklahoma City.
Dude, let me tell you something. The shows are fine. The shows are so fun. But that fucking IHOP, those pancakes, they have gluten-free pancakes for you, I think.
They do. International House of Gluten-Free Pancakes. What's that acronym?
I got it. When they changed it, I burned a house down.
Can you believe that was all for marketing?
Geniuses. If it was Carlos Jr., if like marketing, they would just put tits on the front. They'd be like, oh, International House of Tits.
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't done that yet.
Do you remember those commercials? Those women would just fucking bite a burger and goddamn ketchup and mustard just leaking down on the titties.
Yeah, Paris Hilton did one of them.
Dude, Charlotte McKinney. She did it, and she follows me on Instagram.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's a great way to market. Because in the back of your head, you drive past Carl's Jr. and you're like, that could be me.
But, like, really, though? Because I never wanted to get a burger afterwards. I just wanted to jerk off. What do you want less after you jerk off than a burger?
But what do you want after you jerk off?
Not a burger. I just said that.
Well.
You want a burger after you jerk off?
Yeah.
I want, like, sushi. Something light.
Huh?
Something light.
So you're like, yeah, I'll get the fire dragon roll. I just feel like.
What do you do? You jerk off. You're like, oh, I'll get a fucking double
chicken.
First
thing I do is leave whatever Petco I was at. But.
Whoa. Pause. Get it? Pause.
Oh, nice. I don't really think about food immediately, but no. I think something just. Because afterwards, I like to just lay down and just fucking. Sail it off, you know?
I call it a nut nap.
Nut nap.
Nut nap.
I would probably go... I think something heavy. Something just like fatty. Like a burger? Fried rice maybe? Fried rice and a pineapple?
Fried rice is just... When is it ever not appropriate to have fried rice? At your grandma's funeral while you're giving the fucking eulogy?
Even then, grandma's... at least one person's like, I understand.
Yeah.
Or somebody would lean in and go, people cope differently.
Isn't that funny about death is you can cope however you want and you'd be like, this is how I cope.
Also, you could probably use that. You get pulled over speeding. Sorry, I'm coping. Okay, sure. We get that. You know?
I'm triggered or I'm coping. What are you going to say?
You steal somebody's golden retriever at the dog park? Sir, give me that back. I'm coping.
I am coping. If I was a girl, I'd always have my period. Why'd you do that? Period.
Well, you can also just lie.
That's what I mean. I'd always have my period.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you wish you could just always have it.
I'd always have a ketchup packet in my pocket. And then if a cop pulled me over, I'd just shove it all in my pussy. And then what happened?
I think.
Period. If I was a cop and I pulled over a woman and she had fucking blood all over her jeans, well, goodbye.
Yeah. Dude, I mean.
Did I just come up with something genius? Ladies, have a ketchup packet.
They've probably been on that. Or have like a pair of like underwear that's like looks fucked up, put it in the dashboard. And then the guy goes, can I see your license? You go, yeah, just like, oh, sorry, a moment. Then hold it up.
Yeah.
Or have blood on the hand.
Yeah, but then you get arrested for killing someone.
Well, you tried. Yeah, what can you do as a guy if you get pulled over to, like, get out of it? Because I know the lady was telling me, she's like, oh, one time I went through a DUI checkpoint, and I had, a little bit, but not, like, enough.
Yeah, yeah.
To, like, you're still fine.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I'm pregnant. And the guy's like, oh, right this way.
Oh, because what they're like, oh, you're not going to drink because you're pregnant?
Well, that, and they're also like, yeah, oh, sorry for even, it's one of those things is like, as a guy, you hear a girl say, I'm on my period or I'm pregnant, and you just go, oh, all questions are wet. You go, I don't know how body works. Go ahead.
100%. Yo, that I'm pregnant thing is really good. I think if you're a guy and you can kind of carry like a bag of shit around in your glove compartment and you open the shit up and kind of just put it on your lap, and then when the cop pulls you over, do you know why you're oh my Jesus Christ, yo, I was speeding because I had to shit and you pulled me over and I didn't make it. Mm-hmm. Well, you think a cop's gonna give you a ticket with shit all over your all over
motorcycle
your
cops would, they don't give a fuck. Motorcycle cops will give you a ticket when you're dead.
Yeah, they're trying to prove something.
You get in a car accident right after, they look at your body and they go, okay, failure to listen. All right. Motorcycle cops will go, fuck.
Why
is that? Because I'm on a motorcycle?
They're always on dumb motorcycles. They're not like cool Harleys. They're like stupid ones that look borderline like a Vespa.
Yeah, dude, I bought a shirt in Hawaii that was like a Harley Davidson, like Hawaii, like Waikiki one. I thought was like cool or whatever. And I wore it to a show on Saturday, and I forgot I was wearing it. And this guy comes up to me and he goes, nice, you ride? And I didn't know what he was talking about. And I was just like, yeah. And then I realized the shirt, and he goes, what do you got? And I just said, yeah, I sold it. And then I didn't know what to say. I didn't, what am I going
to? I sold it.
Sold it. And he goes, oh, nice, man. Yeah, I'm thinking about getting one. I go, yeah.
You should. They're great.
You should have hit me up. Too bad I already sold mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is why you don't buy band t-shirts. This is why you don't wear Harley Davidson. I don't know what it is about wearing a Harley Davidson t-shirt. People want to talk to you about it.
Hey, it's like just wearing a Jeep Cherokee shirt. People are like, oh, Jeep? Leave me alone.
Yeah. No, I asked for it. But I just didn't. Yes, sir. Vroom, vroom. Brap, brap.
Yeah, you ever like get caught in those conversations? You're like, why didn't I just say I don't have one?
Time I used to wear like a hat in like high school or something, like a baseball team or something.
Yeah.
Oh.
Dodgers, huh?
Huh?
Yeah, they're good at dodgeball. No, that's a baseball team.
Well, they're good at baseball. Well, you're not wrong.
What the fuck's a Dodger? Draft a Dodger?
Dodger?
They used to dodge trolleys in New York, Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah, because they used to be the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Mm-hmm. Dodge trolleys?
Yeah, trolley Dodgers. So, like, I thought
trolleys were made by Ford. Dodge
trolley. I didn't get it. Oh, there it is.
Dodge trolleys.
There it is. I get it. Wait, they would, like, hop on the trains?
No, I think that the trains would be coming down the street too fast, and they would jump out of the way.
Better name.
Somebody saw that and was like...
Better name. Better name, better help. Sucks. Okay.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. What a flex that is. What Isn't a flex. He racist? Is
He's
he the
so
one?
He's so racist.
Yeah. He also has a TikTok that's pretty incredible.
I mean, what... The man... Ugh, God, I mean... Jesus Christ. Is there any good CEOs? Every CEO is racist, which... I mean, I think any pizza company is racist.
You know what I think? I think if you get to a certain CEO level of that, like that height, you just have skeletons. Like you're a psychopath.
Yeah.
Like that level
owning
of person.
A company that is that big, you're just not right in the head.
You can't be.
There's no way you just walk outside and see a squirrel and be like, what a lovely day. You're like, get out of here, you're poor fucking squirrel.
I could put that on a pizza.
Yeah.
A squirrel, sir? Yes.
Yeah. I don't know.
If I owned the Dodgers, I would name them. Never mind. Guys.
Sock talk?
I'm very curious to know what you're going to say. Tell me off air. Patreon. We'll start with that.
Guys, let's jump into fucking... Yep.
All right. We got a question here. This is a submission from Katie, and she wants to know, what's the most attractive thing a girl can do when asking a guy out?
Bite her bottom lip.
It's pretty hot.
God, it's so hot. Wow. So what's
hair play
hot...
a little bit? Actually, no, that's too.
It's like subtly, because I think the guys, like we all have like read that thing where it's like, oh, like body language subtly, like if a girl's touching your hair or whatever, that means she's really into you.
Yeah.
Like, so I feel like that kind of stuff is like guys would pick up on that. Like, oh shit.
A bunch of the eye fluttering. It's great.
I think also like to, because as dudes, I mean, women as well, but I think as dudes, we just love to get like our ego stroked. So if a woman like came up to me and was like, hey, like you're really cute, so you're probably gonna say no, but like if you like push up someone's ego before you even ask the question, I think that's a really hot technique.
Yeah, that's never happened to me.
I would beg to differ.
Probably like DMs, I think. Hey, you'll never see this.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, I don't know. Also, we've been inside for 2 years, but I can't even remember the last time. Has a girl ever, like, the answer is yes, but I can't remember like a girl ever like just straight walking up to me and being like, hey, just gonna shoot my shot here, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't think it's happened since like college. Like, does that happen anymore?
No. I mean, dude, that's the thing that I see on like TikTok that is like crazy to me, when they like film a guy and they'll be like, this guy came into my work today, he's hot, TikTok, do your thing. Put your phone down and talk to him. Because if you're a guy who's just minding his own business, working at Ron's surf shop, whatever the fuck,
yeah,
you're looking for tits. He's probably pissed that he's like, what do you mean? Oh, we were there? We could have
been something.
We could have made out in my fucking Fiat. What do you mean?
It is crazy, like, putting yourself on the line. or out there, I'm sorry, to like walk up cold and talk to somebody, regardless of what gender you are. It's so scary, and especially these social kind of contracts that are like, women sort of don't do that, or the percentage of women that do that are way lower, then it's even way more heightened for a woman to talk to a guy, because it's like, they don't even know how to do it. We're supposed to do it, and I don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to do it anymore.
But is it more weird to know that somebody was filming you and be like, hey, find this person?
Real talk, I think that's more flattering. It's very flattering. Because yeah, then it's true. Like a public forum. And you're like,
you know what would be funny if somebody did that? Then all the comments were like, he's a garbage can. We're not finding him.
What?
Like, you know, if he's hot, everyone's like, oh my God, we got to find him. And then the comments are agreeing. But imagine if they're just like, yeah, we're not looking for this one. Girl, this is not it.
Have they found it before?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, yes, yeah, somehow by transitive property.
Somebody
knows that person, you know?
That's kind of nuts to think about.
Yeah, I mean, if it lands on a couple of thousand people's For You page, somebody, because especially TikTok posts like locally.
Oh, first, word. So it okay, might be yeah, like, yeah.
Somebody would be like, what if you see it when there's only two likes? You're like, I'm going to see if this goes viral first.
Yeah, I got to wait. I can't jump in. That's too thirsty.
Yeah, that's me. First comment. First. It's me. Hello.
Wow, if you're the first, you can't be the first. Dude, I had a girl take a picture of me on a cruise with my shirt off and DM'd it to me and said, hey, is this you? Like months later.
Was it?
It was for sure me.
Wow.
It was 100% me.
That's interesting.
It was. I've
had people take pictures of me in like the airport and then they tag it on the story and they go, I think I'm sitting next to, and then they tag me.
Yeah.
And they're still sitting next to me.
Odd. Mine was months later, but that's.
Yeah. Wait till we land. Wait till we get in the air, land, we turn off airplane mode, you go home, I go home.
Do it in the Uber.
Yes.
Have to do it in the Uber. You can't do that, I think I'm sitting next to at...
Because I don't want to turn and be like, well, which one of you guys is taking pictures of my giant nose from the side? But I just looked at it, pretended like I didn't see it. Like I was on my phone and just tapped through it like I didn't see it. Because I was like, this is fucking weird.
Yeah. There's no winning there. Unless you're single, well, and she's bad.
The he.
I mean, if he plays lacrosse, let's beat. Call back, guys. Stand-up comedy. Gabriel?
All right, we got a secret sock. This submission, they do want to put their first name on it. They say Cody, but they won't give us any more information.
But did he specify, read my name?
He said, keep me mostly anonymous. He said, don't read my username, but you can say my first name, Cody.
Oh, Cody Williams.
So, all right, so... This is the precursor information that we need. The plumbing.
This guy's a bibliography?
The plumbing in his toilet flange was damaged for a super long time. So every time he would use the toilet, it caused a little bit of water from every flush to leak deep into the bathroom floor, downstairs ceiling, and walls a drip at a time. Okay? So that's the precursor. So then he says.
This sounds like an escape room clue.
I installed a bidet. Ever since I got it to wash my ass, I can't help but enjoy how it massages my prostate with the violent pressure, like a woman with tiny fingers.
Yes.
So for the past couple days I've lived there, I would no shit spend hours at a time on the toilet jerking off with the bidet spraying my asshole nonstop, to the point that my booty hole was numb from the freezing water. I was the straw that broke the camel's back. With my jerking off for that many hours and the constant water flow through the toilet into the bad plumbing, I have flooded my downstairs neighbors with my jizz water.
First thing I'll say here is, I think Michael is going to make a detour on the way to the airport today. I think you're going to stop by at home and go,
I'll tell you what. I have never jerked off with the bidet going yet. Full steam. .. Yet. I'll flood my fucking neighbor. Who cares?
Wow. Could you imagine when he had that realization? He's sitting on the bidet and he's like, ah, man, this feels pretty good. I wonder if I hold up.
You just hear your neighbor screaming?
Yeah. God,
there's semen everywhere.
That's got to be, it's like jerking off into space, you know, like you're going to just take it off in a flight. You're like getting everything coordinated, launching in 3, 2, 1. Yeah, man, that's. Wow.
The bidet I have is, it comes out like really hard. There's no like soft jerk off setting. It's either like none or Ferrari in your fucking asshole.
Well,
it goes so fast.
Is there a way you can soften it?
Put a silencer on it?
Yeah, I don't know. Talk nicely to it? Spit on it?
What's hotter than spit?
Tits.
Nope.
With spit on it.
Huh?
With spit on it.
This is casually getting me hard. Actually.
Yeah. Well, wow, Cody. Shout out to you.
Dude, that's nuts.
Literally.
Literally nuts. Like a what? Yeah, I mean, you're not saying anything. If I did that, I'm not saying anything. I'm just like, oh man, plumbing sucks, huh? Like, you know, that's it.
Your water bill's pretty crazy. You go, yeah, I've been taking a lot of showers. You have acne everywhere. You've been jerking off with my bidet.
Yeah, you should see my ass.
Wow.
You ever seen ass acne? Too late though. When you're already balls deep, that. And you go, ooh.
You go, yeah, I'll think about that tomorrow, but right now, it don't matter.
Yeah,
none.
Just braille on the asshole. You're like, oh, this says happy birthday.
Welcome, Michael.
That would be nuts. Holy crapola. This has been a goddamn roller coaster of emotions.
Stillman of stiff socks.
And information, and I hope everyone has bettered themselves by listening to this episode.
And by using BetterHelp.
That's what I was just going to go. But I'm so glad you jumped in. Guys, that is it. Holy shit. Thank you so much. Oh, that is it. Holy shit. Thank you so much for listening and watching. yeah, man. This is a new channel. So fucking welcome. And yeah, so every Wednesday, obviously, we'll post same the episodes. Shit. Here, same shit. Yeah, man, if you guys want to do the Patreon, which would be fucking sick because we can't monetize YouTube because they hate us. So if you want to support the show and get 4 extra episodes a month, go on patreon.com/stiffsockspod and you can get, 4 extra episodes, as I said before, and the whole back catalog. We have like over 80, I think, at this point. So yeah, man, have a good day. We love you guys and we'll see you next Wednesday.
Peace. Yo, what is good? If you are looking for today's episode of Stiff Socks, it is no longer posted on my YouTube channel. Sad. Where is it? Its own YouTube channel. Stiff Socks has its own YouTube page.
Wow!
That's freaking sick, dude. And if you want to be a freaking sick dude, go to the link in the description right here.
Go, it's right here.
Right here. Oh, and hit subscribe too.
It's moving. It's moving to its own channel. Holy crap, it's been on Trev's channel, and now it's moving.
Baby bird got its wings.
Flap, 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 flap.
Why are you still watching?
Go.
You subscribe. Go watch. I'm telling you, today's episode is not on this page. You can go watch my sketches on this page.
Definitely do that.
Do that.
But the podcast, not here anymore. Yeah, go to the... Yeah. So
you get the gist of it.
Go.
I love you.
I love you more.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with washablesofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space.
Anna-Bay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.